Well, first of all, I want to thank all of those you have prayed for me in the time that I've had here of sickness.
因为谢谢大家为我的祷告，因为过去我几天身体不太舒服。
It makes you very thankful for the, all the weeks of the year you're well.
让我心存感谢。
Well, I have a question for you this morning. My question is, what really annoys you?
今天早上我要问大家一个问题，是什么事情让你最觉得厌烦？
You'll hear people in the United States say this with some idioms. They might say they're pet peeves. That means the things that really annoy you.
美国人有这样一句话，就是 pet peeves.
Or they may say things that bug you.
这些事情让你觉得很厌烦。
So I decided to take a survey of some people in the church to see what bothers people in this church.
所以牧师就问了教会里面一些人，什么事情让他们最觉得厌烦。
And I only emailed about 20 people, and I got more answers than I have time to share with you this morning.
所以他就 emailed了大概20个人左右，但是收到一大堆的答案。
So what would you guess would be the number one thing that annoys people in this church?
频率最高的是什么？
You want to guess? And I thought it might be parents. Or husbands or wives. But you know what's interesting? None of those things were mentioned. None of those people were mentioned.
答案里面都没有这些关于人的东西。
Number one thing mentioned was people's driving.
最常见的是开车的习惯。
After I got the survey back, I thought maybe I should change my sermon to road rage.
所以我就想到，也许我应该要讲另外一篇道，专门讲这个在路上开车要注意的事情。
But it's not only people who are concerned about other people's driving. Look at this picture.
我们看到不是只有人对开车有反应。
So one pet peeve was when it snows hard like it did this week and people still drive crazy.
所以有一个答案是，即使这个过去这个礼拜我们下雪下得很大，但是有些人开车还是很猛。
And another one was when people drive slowly when I am in a hurry.
但是有人，另外一种是前面的那个人开得很慢很慢，但是我很急，我有事情要做。
And people who talk and text while they're driving.
还有人在开车的时候一心多用。
You've seen the bumper sticker, just hang up and drive.
所以有这个 bumper sticker 说，你们就挂在上面。
And for those who drive slowly, here's a church billboard sign that said, honk if you love Jesus, text while driving if you want to meet him.
这中文是说， 如果你爱耶稣的话，你就按喇叭。如果你真的想见耶稣的话，你就打这text。
And those of you who don't like it when people drive slowly, here's a lady who will help you out.
所以这里有一个老太太，开车开得比较慢。
Second category was people's eating habits.
第二个让人讨厌的是吃饭的习惯。
And seeing how we're a cross-cultural church, I would guess that that would be right up there pretty high.
特别对我们这种中美不同吃饭习惯的。
People who make noises while they're eating their food.
有人说不喜欢听到别人吃饭出大声音。
Whether it's soup or noodles, you can make people annoyed.
不管喝汤还是吃面。
And then things people do in public.
第三种是事情，在众人面前的表现。I'm
sorry, that's the next one. This is things people say.
哦，对不起，这是人所说的话。People
who are late, and especially those who say, "I'm on my way," and they don't show up for 20 minutes later.
有很多人说，再给我10分钟我就到了，但是拖了半个钟头还没到。And
then people who talk a lot don't know when to shut up.
有些人嘴巴呱呱不停。
And people who act as if they know everything but actually don't, because those people who think they know everything annoy those of us who do.
有些人自以为什么事情都知道。
And then the last one that I'll do is things that people do in public.
第四个是在公众场合的表现。
People who stand too close to me in line, give me some room.
有些人站的时候要贴到你的背上。
And of course, cutting in lines, when you're a long line and somebody cuts in front of you.
插队的。
I think I've even seen that happen down here at lunchtime.
所以大家吃饭的时候要小心，不要插队。
Well, we really don't need to know more ways to annoy people, but I found a website. It actually is titled How to Annoy People.
甚至还有这种网站告诉你怎么样去让人讨厌。
But I'm not going to tell you those because we already know enough ways to annoy people without having to learn more.
想让你知道，因为我们已经有够多让人讨厌的事。
So I suppose that's another category. It annoys me with people who annoy people on purpose.
所以我们不要去故意惹人讨厌。
Well, what annoys you? Turn to another person and tell them what annoys you, but it can't be your husband or wife because we don't want any fights here this morning, okay?
所以我们要告诉别人为什么这些事情让你讨厌，但是不要告诉你的配偶。
Okay, you can turn to somebody and tell them what annoys you.
可以去跟旁边的人讲什么事情是你最介意的。
I suppose it annoys you when the pastor doesn't get a sermon.
Doesn't get the sermon
well. Right, when the pastor doesn't send the sermon notes to you.
Oh, no, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Something happening.
I guess they can hear us.
Did you push the send button?
I will check.
I will check too.
You have nobody to talk to. Okay, one is enough.
好，一件就够了啊。
Well, guess what the title of the sermon is this morning?
所以今天早上的主题是什么？
Bear with each other.
就是要彼此包容。
You know, what's quite interesting to me is at first when some people do something that annoys us, if we're around them long enough, sometimes we begin doing the very same things.
我们常常会觉得当有个人这样子来烦扰我，久而久之习惯以后，我们也用同样的方法去烦扰别人。
We have one friend and she would always end her sentence by saying, and like that.
有一个人我们有一个朋友，他讲话的时候喜欢用 like that 来结尾。
And another friend who would say and so on and so forth.
另外一个人会说 so on and so forth.
So pretty soon I find myself saying and like that and so on and so forth.
跟他们讲话久了以后，我也有了这些习惯。
Some of you said, I sound just like my mother, just like my father.
或者有人觉得说啊，我讲话就像我的父母。
Well, we've been talking about one another's as I've had time to fit it in when I speak.
I lost.
I've been speaking about one another's in the past up to now and one another's in the Bible.
过去几次这个牧师的讲道都是关于彼此相爱。
For instance, back in May, we talked about encouraging one another.
五月的时候讲到彼此鼓励。
And in September, we had two sermons on loving one another.
九月的时候讲到彼此相爱。
And then in October, November, we had two sermons on forgiving one another.
十月、十一月的时候讲了两次彼此原谅。
And when the Bible talks about doing these things for one another or for each other, it means...That's what we should do as Christians for each other.
这边讲到彼此是指我们所有的基督徒彼此相对。
It shouldn't be the exception. It should be the normal thing that when you come to church that people should encourage each other. They should love each other. They should forgive each other.
也就是说一个教会应当做的。
And the song we sang earlier, they'll know we are Christians by our love. If we do those things, it would definitely let people know that we love Jesus and he's made a difference in our lives.
就像刚刚唱最后一首歌一样，要彼此相爱，人家就看出我们是基督徒来。
So if you want to take notes along with the sermon this morning, on the back of the bulletin, there is a fill in the blank outline to help you to remember these things if you would like.
在今天的这个程序单里面有一页是给你做笔记用的。
And the first thing we want to ask, our first question is, what does it mean to bear with each other?
所以在大纲里面第一个问题是什么叫做彼此包容。
This is a Greek word that is used, and this Greek word is used about 14 times in the NIV New Testament.
这个是希腊字的原文在写在这里，它出现在大概有14次左右，在这个 NIV 的英文圣经。
And depending on the context, 8 times it says put up with.
有八次它的意义是彼此的接纳。
3 times it says bear with.
有三次是忍让。
2 times it says endure.
还有两次是忍受。
And 1 time it says listen to.
还有一次是要倾听。
And then the Strong's dictionary says this. It says to hold oneself up against, that is, meaning to put up with, to bear with, to endure, to forbear, or to suffer.
所以这个 Strong 的这个字典里面关于这个英文圣经字的解释有下面这些意义，中文大概翻起来都差不了多少。
So this sounded kind of difficult for me already, so I thought, well, let's see what the English dictionary says. Maybe it's a little easier.
所以甚至牧师说让我们看看英文的字典里面怎么来解释。
And in the English dictionary, the first definition said, a large, heavy, clumsy mammal with shaggy fur and a very short tail.
这个 bear 当然代表的是熊啊。
Yeah, something like this. But what it really means, it says to bear with means to put up patiently with, to tolerate.
但 bear with 是用耐心去忍受。
And you notice the word patiently in there. Why did they have to put the word patiently? Why could they just said we put up with?
为什么要忍受后面还特别加一个要有耐心的？
But you know what this means? This means that other Christians are going to annoy you. They're going to bug you.And we're supposed to put up with it.
因为别人会让你觉得不舒服。
And sometimes we don't like that, but it's pretty easy to understand.
让你不舒服，但是你仍然是要忍耐。
And you notice if you open your Bibles back to Colossians chapter 3, you'll notice in the same verse here, it talks about what we talked about before, about forgiving one another.
你回到第三章哥罗西书讲到彼此饶恕。
So the question becomes then, what things do we forgive and what things do we bear with?
有哪些事情我们可以饶恕，哪些事情我们要继续的来忍受。
Well, I believe that we are supposed to forgive when there is a wrong that is done to us, when there is a sin that is done to us, like we talked about when we talked about forgiveness.
我认为我们要饶恕的是别人冒犯我们。
It doesn't really say to bear with these things, it says to forgive these things.
这边讲到说 不光是彼此包容，而且要彼此饶恕。
So what are some things we're supposed to bear with?
那哪一些是我们必须要能够包容忍耐呢？
Well, we need to bear with personality traits that people have.
我们要包容的是第一个人个性上面的一些特点。
One of the most encouraging things I heard was when I was pastoring a church, and there was a lady by the name of Roberta.
以前我在别的教会做牧师的时候，有一个姐妹叫 Roberta.
And people would say sometimes, in an understanding way, not a critical way, that's just Roberta. That's how Roberta is.
就是说 Roberta 做事的 方法就是这个样子。
We also need to bear with quirks, and Jerry did not know what this word meant or how to translate it for sure.
对，第二个字就是 quirks， 就是有些人的特殊的习惯或癖好。
It's kind of strange little things that we do.
一些小小的奇怪的动作。
We may not even know that we do them.
或者我们甚至当事人自己都不知道。
A lady where I work, if the room is quiet, you could hear her go.
像她说，我以前有一个认识一个太太，在没人的时候，她就有这种特殊的动作。
And she's not even sleeping.
她并没有在睡觉。
I was working one time on a truck with a man, and he had an interesting quirk.
有一次我跟一个人在一起做事。
It was a long ways up the steps of the truck, and he was a little bit overweight.
That's a truck?
Truck, yes.
我们在 are you fixing a truck?
Oh, we were riding.
Riding a truck. 我就跟另外一个人坐在一辆卡车里面。
It was actually a garbage truck, and so we had to get in and out many, many times during the day.
是那个收垃圾的车子。
So every time he'd climb up the steps, and he would sit down, and he'd go.
还有一个特别的习惯，坐下来就发那个声音。
That's a quirk. I don't think he even knew he was doing it.
那个人习惯了，可能他自己都不能够意识到。
About 4 weeks later, guess what happened?
四个礼拜以后
，I climb up into the truck and I sit down.
跟他干活干了四个礼拜以后，我也有了那个习惯。
People's habits. Sometimes we have to just learn to live with people's habits.
第三个是人的特殊习惯。
Sometimes we have to learn to bear with people just being weird. They're just weird. That's just the way it is.
第四个是有些人就是有一些怪异的现象。
Sometimes I tell people I'm weird and I'm proud of it.
甚至有时候我听人说我比较怪异，我还很自豪。
You already know I'm weird, so that's nothing new for you. Pet peeves. Peeves are things that annoy us. Pet means the ones that annoy us the most, just like we have a pet dog or a pet cat. These are ones we keep and say, oh, this really bugs me.
第五个是最让人厌烦的一些特殊的东西。
So as we look at these things, there are some that need to be corrected, not because they're sin, but just to learn what's proper.
这些事情并不是罪，但是我们所以我们需要忍受它。
For instance, in our culture, in the United States culture, it's not proper to eat withor talk with food in your mouth, so food is falling out while you're talking. So we would teach our children it's not proper to do that.
比如说在美国的习惯里面，吃饭的时候不应该一边讲话一边吃东西。所以我们也教导我们小孩这样子。
Some things really don't need to be corrected. We just need to learn to live with them.
但有些事情不需要被纠正，我们只能忍受。
So the first question aboutWhat means annoyances is another one, but the first question about what does it mean to bear with each other is pretty easy to answer.
所以第一个，如何彼此包容是很容易回答的。
But the second question is why should we bear with each other? Why should we do this?
但第二个是为什么要包容？
Well, if you turn in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, it tells us some reasons.
我们看第十二节，三章十二节。
Look at verse 12, it tells because of who we are.
这边讲到说因为我们是谁。
It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved.
说你们既是神的选民，是圣洁蒙爱的人。
It says we're God's chosen people. We are to act differently because we belong to God.
因为我们是被神所拣选的。我们要跟世人不一样。
There's been a change in our life because of Jesus Christ, and it should also affect the way that we bear with people and put up with them.
也因为耶稣基督给我们生命里面带来的改变，我们对这些有比较怪异习惯的人，要能够存忍耐的心。
We are holy.
另外一个原因是我们是应该要是圣洁的。
Now you may have noticed this morning when we sang in the song "Holy, Holy, Holy, Lord God Almighty," that it said that there's no one who is holy besides God.
我们今天唱的第一首歌，我们唱的圣诗啊，圣哉圣哉圣哉。当然，除了神以外，没有一个人是圣。
And the only way that we as Christians are holy is because we have been forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ and by believing in Him and putting our faith in Him.
但是我们基督徒因为耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我们，所以我们在神眼前是圣洁的。
And so our lives are supposed to reflect the holiness of God who bears with us all the time.
所以我们的生命应该要反映出神的圣洁的特质。
And also it says we are dearly loved. We are dearly loved.
第三点讲到说我们是蒙爱的人。
And when you start looking at these things, sometimes we take these things for granted, but these are very, very powerful statements.
我们有时候常常觉得这些东西好像没有什么，但是如果你仔细去想
，Some of you will remember about a year ago, I preached a series of sermons about who am I.
也许有些人记得我前一阵子也讲过一个，主题是我是谁。
And we talked about some of these things, and I think we should regularly thank God for this, what He's done in our lives because of Jesus Christ.
所以我们应该常常的心存感恩，来感谢神给我们有这样，三种的地位。
So first of all, it's because of who we are, and then second, as we look in verse 13, it's simply because God said so.
所以我们要彼此包容，是因为。知道我们是谁，而且也因为神要我们这样子做。
Sometimes as parents, we say to our children, they say, "Why should I do this?" And we just say, "Because I said so."
就像小孩子问我们爸、父母亲说：“为什么我要这样做？”你就说：“因为我说的。”
That's not really the attitude that God has here. He's just saying that we, as His special, dearly loved children, He wants us to reflect that character to people around us to show them what He is like.
因为神要这样子命令我们来做，因为他要我们反映出他圣洁的特质。
And we really cannot do this by ourselves with our own strength.
一方面我们也无法靠自己的能力来做到。
So we have the what answered, we have the why answered, and the third question we want to ask is how.
第三个是怎么样去做。
How can we bear with each other? As you know, I like to talk about the practical, and we'll spend most of the time on this morning.
所以我们该怎么样去做，在实际上。
So what do we do about annoying people?
怎么样来对待这些让我们觉得不舒服的人？
A very easy statement is just to say, oh, you should just grin and bear with it.
最简单的就是忍吧。
But I think there are some very practical things we can learn on how to put this into our lives.
但是我们可以学一学下面一些简单的事情，让在我们的生活当中。
The first one I want to talk about is something I have just learned. It's not based on this passage. We'll come back to this passage in just a few minutes.
虽然是根据这个经文，但是我们等一下会回来。
The first thing that helps me to bear with people is to understand people better. Try to understand people better.
第一个是对别人有所了解，了解的更多。
You know, one of the things, since I work with international people from many countries, one of the most important things to do is to understand their culture as much as you can.
我最近有一些机会跟很多的外国人或学生交往，最重要的是要了解他们。
It doesn't matter what country we come from. We kind of had this attitude that my culture is right and your culture is wrong.
通常我们都会以自我为中心，认为我们的文化、我们的想法是对的。
But what I found out is cultural things. Not all of them, but most of them. There's no right or wrong. It's just a different way of doing things.
但是我发现大部分的文化上的东西是没有对错的。
people from the United States look at the Chinese and say, eat with chopsticks? That seems like a ridiculous way to eat. Who wants to eat that way?
就像美国人看着中国人说，为什么要用这么奇怪的筷子来吃东西？
And people from China say, well, why don't they cut the food up in the kitchen where they should cut it up? Why do we need a knife and a fork?
中国人说，为什么你那个牛排不在厨房里面切好就送，才送出来呢？
I can see you understand some of these things. I've had people say, well, I went to Jamaica or I went to Great Britain and they drive on the wrong side of the road over there.
或者是你去牙买加、英国甚至日本,
who says the right,
还是在另外一边?
Who says the right side of the road is the right side? Maybe we drive on the wrong side.
所以彼此可以说对方你开车是开错了。
The really correct way to say this, they drive on the opposite side of the road that we do.
也许可以说我们就开在不同的这个路的两边。
You have to pray a little extra for Jerry this morning. I thought I sent him my sermon notes yesterday, but he did not get them, so he's doing this all without any notes to follow.
所以今天最要包容的是要包容翻译, 因为翻译没有接到牧师送来的稿子。
So sometimes it's just a matter of understanding culture and saying, well, it's okay to do it that way. It's not the way I do it, but it's okay to do it that way.
所以我们对别人的文化要能够尊重。
Another thing to understand is to help you to understand people better is to know people's background, what they grew up in, what their situations were like.
第二个是知道他成长的这个背景。
I'm told that the Indians, the American Indians, used to say that before you criticize a person, you should walk a mile in their moccasins.
So, 美国的印第安人有一个谚语说，你要批判一个人之前，你应该先跟他走几里路。
And the truth of the matter is if we would have grown up in some of the homes that other people had grown up in, we'd be weird too.
同样的，如果你去了解一个人生长的环境之后，你就比较能够了解为什么那个人是这样的做法、想法。
And then another thing that helps is to understand people's personality or their temperaments.
第三个是了解一个人的个性。
And this is something that has helped me a lot. And so I want to share with you very briefly about a book that I've read and encourage you to read it as well.
这个对我有很大的帮助。我有一本书我想介绍给大家的。
It's titled The Spirit-Controlled Temperament. It's by Tim LaHaye.
这是Tim LaHaye所写的由圣灵掌管的这个个性。
I read this book probably 25 years ago now. I think it's still in print, but I'm not sure.
25年前我念过这本书，我想这本书现在大概还在流行。
Have any of you read it? Any of you read this book? Oh, well, I could preach a whole series of sermons on this, but I won't. Anyway, this comes from Tim LaHaye. The ideas originally came from Hippocrates.
Came from what?
Hippocrates, a philosopher 400 years before Jesus. H-I-P-P-O-C-R-E-T-E-S.
Hippocrates.
Hippocrates.
有这个祖前400多年的这个作者叫 Hippocrates, 他所写下来的。
He felt that there were four basic temperaments or personality types that we are born with.
他说到人生出来大概有四大类的这个性格。
Then Gary Smalley has also done some teaching on this as well as some reading I've done in the business world.
所以有些作者或者甚至在商业界的人就 follow 这样的分析。
So the first category, I have three names here. The otter, Gary Smalley likes to use the name of an animal.
所以第一类的人可以用一种动物来代表，就是河里面的这个海獭吧，otter.
The expressive as the business, I can't even remember where I read it anymore, in the business world, they use expressive in place of otter.
他们这种人就是特别喜欢的能够表达。
And then the sanguine, which comes from Hippocrates, and that's the word that Tim LaHaye uses.
Sanguine is Hippocrates' 第一个提到的，那LaHaye继续用这个字。 这个sanguine, 我以前查过,叫做多胆之型。
So on each of these four, you'll see three titles. First one, Gary Smalley, the second one from the business world, and the third one from Tim LaHaye or Hippocrates.
所以经过三个不同作者的诠释。
And I'm going to go very quickly. If you don't have time to write these down, don't worry. I can even lend you the book.
如果来不及写的话，你可以跟我借那个书。
These people, their strengths are they enjoy people, they're friendly, they're compassionate, and they're optimistic.
这些人呢，喜欢跟人在一起，很友善，对人很慈悲怜悯，而且很乐观。
And their weaknesses are they're weak-willed, they're disorganized, they're egotistical, and they're undisciplined.
他们的缺点是这样子，这个意志不是很坚强，做事不是很有方法，第三个是可能会觉得比较骄傲，第四个是没有纪律。
Second category is the lion, the driver, or the choleric.
第二种型的人用狮子来代表，这些人有很强的这个企图心。
Their strengths are they are leaders, they're practical, they're strong-willed, and they have endless ideas.
这些人很有脑筋，是可以做领袖的人物，很务实，意见很强。
Their weaknesses are they're self-sufficient, impetuous, bossy, and they use people.
当然，他们相对的缺点就是比较容易，自己觉得自己很满足，然后会变成别人的这个老板型的，会利用别人。
Some of you are laughing because you're identifying yourself or other people, right?
所以你很快就想到有哪些人是属于第二型的。
Third category is the beaver, analytical or melancholy.
第三个是分析型的，用这个beaver 来代表。
Strengths are they're sensitive, they're perfectionists, they're faithful, and they are creative.
这些人很敏感，要求完美，很。 这个很有创造力，而且很忠心。Their
weaknesses are they're pessimistic, they're moody, they're revengeful, and they're critical.
但这些人呢，比较多愁善感，而且比较会报复，对别人挑剔。And
then the last category is a golden retriever, or amiable, or phlegmatic.
第四种是用这个 golden retriever 的狗来代表。 这些人比较好相处。
Their strengths are they're witty, they're dependable, they're easygoing, and they're objective.
这些人聪明，可以值得信赖，好脾气，比较客观。
And their weaknesses are they're slow, they're stubborn, they're indecisive, and they oppose change.
相反的，他们的弱点是动作慢，很固执。 不喜欢做不快的做决定，抗拒改变。
Now what some people do is they say, well, these are the weaknesses I was created with. It's God's fault, and I'm not going to change.
所以有些人说，那神造我就是这样的脾气，我能做什么？
That's not the purpose at all. You notice he called his book the Spirit-Controlled Temperament.
不是的，你要记得这本书的这个名字叫做圣灵掌管的。 这个脾气
helps us to understand what we struggle with and what other people struggle with.
所以我们了解这样的这四个形态以后，我们对自己对别人都有多一点认识。
It also helps us to know what other people's strengths are and what our strengths are.
知道彼此的强弱。
And so what I started to do is I started to understand this. I would look at people and say, oh, I understand that's their temperament.
所以这些东西对我有一些帮助，我能够了解为什么别人，因为他们的个性的缘故会这样子做。Then
the second thing that will help us, let's look back in Colossians chapter 3 again.
第二个能够帮助我们的，我们回到哥罗西书第三章。
We go on in verse 12, it says, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
说要我们存着或者穿上下面这些美德，就是怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
So it says clothe yourselves with, it's kind of like you're thinking, oh, I can just get dressed in the morning and put these things on.
我们想到这个穿字，好像说你想穿的时候就放上去，不想穿的时候就脱掉。
Well, it doesn't work quite that way, but I want to challenge you with something that I've tried to practice sometimes in my life.
但我可以跟大家彼此分享，对我有帮助的是这样的态度。
Because if we look at compassion, it means really to be moved inside with concern or pity or caring about another person's hurts and their problems.
因为怜悯是对别人动了慈心。
And so the application to understanding other people is we know their weaknesses, we know the things they struggle with, and so we have compassion on them and bear with them.
所以我们对别人的弱点能够看得出来我们也能够认识，因为他们的性格的关系，所以我们愿意去包容。
So I try to remember when I put my t-shirt on in the morning, this goes right over my heart. Say, Lord, help me to have compassion today for the people around me.
所以你看我这件 t-shirt 上面来提醒我，让我对别人有怜悯的心。
It covers my heart. It covers my area of our bodies that have the seat of emotions. And so I pray, Lord, help me today.
所以我祷告说，求主帮助我对别人有怜悯的心。
And help me to have compassion, especially to those who annoy me.
特别是这些人在他们的习惯上面等等触犯我。
And the next one is kindness.
第二个是有恩慈。
This actually is another one another in the Bible in Ephesians and 1 Thessalonians.
我们在以弗所书跟帖撒罗尼迦前书里面也看到。
The Bible tells us that Jesus had compassion on the people, but when he had compassion on them, he did something about it.
就是常常提到说，耶稣因为对某些人动了怜悯的心，所以他为他们做些事儿。
And sometimes kindness can go a long ways in talking to other people, especially when they're annoying us.
我们如果对别人有恩慈这些让我们觉得厌烦的人我们就能够跟他们比较好的相处。
So kindness becomes the outward thing that happens because of what's happened inwardly in us.
这个恩慈是从心里面发出，然后从外表表现出来。
If we don't have any compassion, we probably will not be very kind.
如果我们内心没有恩慈，我们表现不出来。
So when I put on my shirt, people can see that. They cannot see my t-shirt, but say, Lord, help me to be kind today to other people.
所以就像这个这件衬衫它盖在那个内衣的外面。
And again, we know we can't do this by ourselves, and so we ask God to help us.
所以我们知道我们自己无法做得到，所以要求神帮助我们。
In fact, kindness is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and so it only comes about as the Holy Spirit controls our lives.
因为恩慈是圣灵所结的果子，所以必须要我们自己要受圣灵的掌管才做得到。
And then the third one is humility.
第三个是谦虚。
And it means not being proud, but lowly, giving other people credit for what they do.
就是谦虚，不要自高，并且把就是给别人应该有的荣耀。
And the greatest example is probably when Jesus got down on the floor and he washed the disciples' feet.
就像耶稣基督为门徒洗脚。
And something that really helps us is to know our own shortcomings. It helps us to be humble.
当我们能够知道自己软弱的或是短处，我们就比较容易谦虚。
Let's be totally honest with ourselves. Do you think other people get annoyed by us?
你有没有想到说，你所做的会不会让别人也觉得厌烦？
And if we realize that we annoy other people, shouldn't it be much easier to put up with them because they're annoying us?
所以我们想到说，这就是为什么别人触犯我们的时候，我们要包容。
So just to make sure we get this point, turn to the person next to you and ask them, do you know you annoy other people?
就问问你隔壁的人说，他是不是曾经触犯到别人过？
Yeah, I know I annoy other people. And so when we have that kind of attitude, if we realize people have to put up with us, we certainly should put up with them as well.
所以当别人在被我们触犯的时候包容我们，我们也要包容别人。
And so when I thought of clothing, I thought of what lowlier job is there than to be socks that get put on stinky old feet and shoes that get walked on every day.
让我想到这个我们每天所穿的鞋跟袜，他们是最低等的。
And so as we put on our shoes, let's say, Lord, help us to be humble today. Help us to realize our position and to look at others with respect as well.
所以我穿上鞋袜的时候，我就想到，每天我就想到，求神帮助我，让我能够保持谦虚。
And the fourth one is gentleness.
第四个是温柔。
And the best way I know to do that, to demonstrate that, is with an object lesson.
所以我要来用这个做个例子。
And we have a lot of beautiful babies that God's blessed our church with here in the last few months. Have you noticed that?
我们知道最近半年来，我们教会多添了很多小宝宝。
Suppose I went up and said to the mother, may I hold your baby? She says, sure.
假如我问其中一个妈妈说，可不可以抱你的孩子？
I say, oh, what a nice baby. Yay!
如果我
or woo!
如果我不好好的来对待这些baby的话，
Maybe an extreme example, but sometimes we forget how fragile people are and their emotions are, and just like a baby, sometimes we do things we should never do.
虽然我刚刚是一个夸张的一种例子，但是我们常常想到，实际上很多人的内心是相当脆弱的。And
so it's something that we need to be careful of, to be gentle when we do talk to people.
所以当我们跟别人谈话的时候，我们必须要有这样的温柔，免得刺伤了别人。
And since we're clothing ourselves with these things, I had a hard time with this one, but I came up with an idea.
所以这个关于温柔，我想了很久。
Suppose I have a great big cut in my leg that's just healing right here.
有一天, you said you cut your...
A cut on my leg right here.
Oh.
That's just healing.
Oh, it's now healing?
Just now healing.
Oh, okay. 有一天我不小心割伤了我的脚，最近正在复原。
When I go to put my pants on, am I going to be pretty gentle, pretty careful with that?
所以当我每次穿裤子的时候，我要很小心，不会去碰到那处伤。
Of course I am. So when I put my pants on in the morning, I say, Lord, help me today to be gentle.
所以我在穿裤子的时候，我就想到，求主帮助我，今天能够表现出温柔。
And the fifth thing is patience.
第五个是忍耐。
This is the definition of patience I like the best.
这是我最喜欢的关于忍耐的事情。
The ability to wait without complaining.
就是一种能力，能够不抱怨。
And of course, the thing that when I put on my watch, I'm always looking at my watch. Come on, let's go, hurry, you know. It should remind me, Lord, help me today to be patient.
所以早上我戴起手表的时候，就想到求神帮助我今天有耐心。
And again, both gentleness and patience are fruit of the Spirit, which of course only comes about as we're surrendered to God and filled with the Holy Spirit.
同样的这个 耐心也是圣灵所赐的果子。
And if you have your Bibles, look down at verse 14.
请大家看到第十四节。
It says, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
在十四节说，在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
This is the agape love that we talked about when we talked about loving one another.
这次我们讲到的这种最高程度的爱，就是彼此相爱。
It is also a fruit of the Spirit, which only comes about through surrender to God and being filled with the Spirit.
这也是从圣灵来的所结的果子。
And of course, it says, over all these things, put on this. So guess what I thought of?
他说，你要穿上这个因为这个爱心是联络所有其他的品德。
Aren't you glad for warm winter coats when we had a week like last week?
过去这周很冷，所以我们很感谢主，我们有这个好的大的外衣。
And I think that as we put our coats on, we should say, Lord, help the warmth of your love show through to other people, spill over on other people today as I am around them.
所以当我们穿上这个大衣的时候，我们想到说，求主帮助我们让这样温暖的爱也可以去感染到别人。
And so we have compassion.
所以这个从内衣开始是怜悯。
Kindness.
恩慈。
Humility.
谦虚。
Gentleness.
温柔。
And love.
忍耐跟爱。
Oh, and I forgot patience.
Yeah.
As well. So I would encourage you today that as you get dressed in the morning to make it a prayer, God help me today through your power to show these things to other people.
所以要今天要跟鼓励大家像我这样子，每天早上穿上这些穿戴的时候，你想到这六点。
Are you aware that people all around us are looking for a special place with special people?
你有没有看到在我们旁边，你仔细去看有些人正在寻求一个适合他的地方。
Do you know that they are looking for people who are different from the ones that they know where they work, where they go to school, and their neighbors?
他们要寻找一个跟他们平常去上班或是上学不一样的地方。
Do you know that people are looking for others who will love them?
他们在寻找一个地方，他们可以找到爱。
Who will forgive them when they blow it?
原谅
who will encourage them when they're discouraged,
能够得到鼓励
and who will even bear with their weirdness,
可以接受容纳他们这些特殊的习惯
and you know that God wants his people to be that kind of people?
那神要什么样的人成为这种人呢？
You know, we just celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday.
过去这个礼拜一是马丁路德金恩博士的纪念日。
And what phrase is he well known for?
他最有名的一句话是什么？
I have a dream. Say it together. I have a dream. You know, I have a dream, and I think it's right in line with God's dream.God's plan.
我想我有一个梦想是刚好是想到神的计划。
I have a dream that these one another's will be put into action in Christians' lives in the Michiana Chinese Christian Church.
我的梦想是我们能够照着神的计划去做，神的心意是要我们做这些事。
And if we will love one another, if we'll forgive one another, if we'll encourage one another, if we'll bear with one another, it will be amazing, and we'll be amazed at what God does.
如果我们教会里面的弟兄姐妹能够彼此接纳、饶恕、忍耐、相爱，那么我相信这个教会会是一个很不一样的教会。
Next week, the Lord willing, we'll look at another one another.
下个礼拜，如果我们还有机会，我们会再一次看另外一个方向的彼此，怎么样对待。
But for this week, say it with me. Let's bear with each other.
这个礼拜让我们彼此包容。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你。